Guardian Unlimited.
But first, Suzanne Goldenberg will be talking about what the White House's report on Iraq says about the state of the country at the moment. Suzanne's on the line now from Washington, D.C. There are 18 benchmarks that Congress set for Iraq to make progress against, and it's beating only 8 of them. But first, well, what's the good news? Which of the 8 benchmarks is it making progress on?
Well, I think I should preface it by saying you have to remember that this is the White House assessment of where it's making progress. So on the 8 benchmarks that the White House found progress, these are mainly military. And the most concrete measure of progress, I think, is that the Iraqi government managed to raise 3 brigades of troops to contribute to the surge efforts in Baghdad, to help secure Baghdad.
And what's the, we've heard a lot of bad news from Baghdad, but what areas in particular did Congress pick up on where the U.S. is really failing?
Well, I think that, you know, they are accusing the White House of overstating the progress that is made. I think in some ways the sort of report card here has to be seen in a broad sense, you know, and to sort of look at it in the big picture and say that even by the count of the White House, the surge so far is not working. It's not doing well enough. And therefore, the White House really can't justify the insistence on keeping troops in Iraq for very much longer. I mean, that is how much of Congress sees it. Certainly, the Democratic-controlled portion of Congress and increasingly a large number of Republican senators as well.
Yes, the House of Representatives voted again last night to withdraw from Iraq. Will this report add any further pressure to President Bush, or is this a man who is sticking the course, as far as we can tell?
Well, I mean, he certainly wanted to convey the message yesterday that he was sticking to the course. At one point during the press conference at the White House, he said, you know, when I go back to my ranch at Crawford, Texas, I want to look in the mirror when I'm an old man and say, I stuck to my principles. So, yeah, he is saying that he is going to continue to keep troops in Iraq, that he will resist demands and calls for withdrawal. What happens now is that come September, the commander of troops in Iraq is going to make a report on the situation there. Now, if he says that the surge is not working, then perhaps President Bush can be persuaded to change his mind. But you have to remember that the president commander of forces, General David Petraeus, was picked for that job because he supported the idea of sending more troops into Iraq. So it's hard to see what major changes are going to come at the White House initiative just now.
Suzanne Goldenberg, thank you very much indeed. Meanwhile, the Trade and Industry Secretary, Douglas Alexander, was in the US last night giving a speech that gave us the best indication so far of Gordon Brown's thinking on foreign policy. Julian Borger reports.
We learned that the emphasis is going to be very much on what they call soft power, but hard power, the use of military power, very much on a back burner after the adventure in Iraq. And this is a difference that the Brown team is keen to emphasize. They believe that Blair got carried away with the use of military power, with the successes in Sierra Leone and Kosovo. He got carried away and began to think that it could solve the world's ills, and that was put right in their eyes in Iraq, or the error of that was exposed in Iraq. And what is being done here is a message is being sent saying this is time to rethink and to step back from the profligate use of military power and think about the use of soft power, economic development and trade and so on.
And how do you think this will go down in the US?
Well, it depends who's listening. I think to the Bush administration, this will confirm to them their suspicion, long held, that the changeover from Blair to Brown will be a loss for them strategically in the world. They believe that Tony Blair was special. He was not of the Labour Party and did not spring from Labour Party traditions. And they believe that when Gordon Brown took over, it would be a return to the Labour Party that they are more familiar with. And so they believed that they would lose a natural ally and it would be back to more business-like sort of relationship with Britain.
Certainly it was Douglas Alexander, a man who's very close to Gordon Brown, who made this speech, and not David Miliband, the Foreign Secretary. Do you think there's a chance Miliband feels a bit sidelined here?
I mean, it's hard to tell how he feels. I think it's unlikely. This was a development speech, focused on development. And it would have made David Miliband's job perhaps a bit harder if he was the one to deliver the bad news, so to speak, because he, as Foreign Secretary, has to get on very well with Washington. He has to ease Britain through this transition in their relationship. And if he was the one to make a speech that caused offense in the White House, then that would make his job more difficult. So I think he's probably grateful that he didn't make it.
And there's more discussion of today's news every day from 12 noon on Newsdesk. That's Guardian Unlimited's daily news podcast at guardian.co.uk/podcasts.
Guardian Unlimited.